And I am going to be preaching from John 3 this morning. And I want to talk about, this is a lesson, I want to tell you something this morning. This is a lesson from the greatest teacher that could ever teach. Amen? This is something that's being taught here this morning that I'm going to preach on this morning. Was something that, you know what, a teacher doesn't need to add anything to it or take anything from it. Because, praise God, it just means what it says. And it is the absolute truth this morning. And I'm going to be in John 3, starting with verse 1. There was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. Ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Let us pray. Father, as I come again this morning, Lord, I come with praise again for you this morning. I come with nothing but thanksgiving for your love, for your mercy. And Father, I just ask you, Father, this morning, Lord, that you would go in amongst us, Lord, that Father, that the Spirit of God would move amongst us, Lord, this morning, and that Father, our hearts would be open, our minds would be open, Lord, that we could understand and be what you'd have us to be. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask, and amen. I want to tell you something, there should be no argument about what I just preached, but there still is. There shouldn't be no doubts in people's minds about what I just read there this morning. But you know what? There is doubt that still lingers in people's minds. Let me state emphatically this morning. Let me tell you this right now. That you know what? When it says in verse 3, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It meant what it said. He didn't mince words. He didn't say something that we probably don't understand. But I'm going to tell you what. If you are not born again this morning by the Spirit of God in your life this morning, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. You will not see it. And I'm not just, it's not Dave Long up here preaching it. It's in your Bible just like it's in mine. It's there, you know what he meant? He also, when he said in verse 5, when he said this, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. It meant what it said. And I will get into that. This is going to be two parts of this, by the way. I'll get into the rest of it this evening. But I'm going to tell you that I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about the first part of what I read to you this morning. You know what? He did not stutter. Jesus, when he said this, did not stutter whenever he said this. He meant exactly what he said. You know what? They say in John 7:46, never a man spake like this man. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the Word of truth. And the truth is in him. But he even said it himself. He said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Brothers, too many times human beings try to get involved in this stuff. You know what? And they tried to answer these questions for themselves. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it is what God said that makes a difference. It is not what man says. That's what it means. You know what? So when he tells us in the Word that we need to be born again, we need to be born again. We need it. There's no doubt about it. In order to see heaven, in order to enter into heaven, folks, that's what it takes. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what it takes. We have got to be born again of the Spirit of God in our lives. The Spirit has to come in there. It has to dwell in us. If we do not feel it in there, if we do not have it, I'm not here to put you down. I'm telling you the truth. I want you to know, if the Spirit of God is not in your life this morning, you are not saved. You're not saved. And it's not me trying to stand up here and put some kind of burden on you. The Spirit of God's the one that does that. You must be born again. You know what? To keep the alcoholic from drinking that next drink, to keep the drug addict from wanting to get high the next time, to keep the unmarried teenager from an unintended pregnancy, and then with those pregnancies, to keep them from having abortions. You know what? To keep marriages out of the divorce courts. You know what else, you know, brother? To keep sexual perversion from running rampant in this world and in our country. To keep men from doing the atrocities that we talked about here this morning. You know what? There's the burning of people, the beheadings, the raping of women. I could go on and on. Children being sold into slavery. Brothers, Jesus Christ, the greatest teacher there was ever had, He give us the answer. He give us the cure. Amen? And I tell you, sadly, the cure will do no one no good if they do not accept it. If the doctor told you that you had pneumonia, and he told you that you had to take antibiotics to get off of, tell me, how many in here would not take the antibiotics? I don't think there would be anybody. If you was able to take, I'm going to tell you what, folks, Jesus Christ has told us right here that you have to be born again. The cure is there for everything that I just mentioned, for everything that I just said. And you say, well, preacher, you believe Jesus can handle all? Yes, I do. It takes the heart of men to accept Him. It takes the heart of men to take the Spirit into their lives. And if they do not accept it, there will be no hope for them. None. I know I'm preaching kind of hard this morning, but I tell you what, God has dealt with me on this. I looked at this scripture, and you know what? Brothers, is it the greatest teacher that has ever lived is giving us this. Let's look at this. Let's look at this scripture I said here. Look at Nicodemus first and what he was. Look at what it says. It says that he was a ruler of the Jews. That doesn't mean that he was some kind of a government leader or civil leader. It doesn't mean that he was a mayor. It simply means that he was an outstanding teacher. In our terms today, he had a master's degree. Had a master's degree in religion of the Jews is what it's trying to say. And no doubt he was well respected. No doubt that he was well educated. Whenever we look at him right here, I'm not putting Nicodemus down right here. I'm not doing it whatsoever because I believe he had the right heart to come to Jesus. I really do. He might be what people might call, you know what, a leading citizen in the community. That's what he was. He was well educated, well respected, and you know what? He knew God's word frontwards and backwards. I can tell you that right now. What he had, the law, he knew it frontwards and backwards. But I'm going to tell you right now, he was not saved. He was not saved. You're judging him, preacher? No, I'm not. Look at what he said. He was only, how can that be? Listen, I believe there are folks that have heard God's word. I believe there are folks that go to church regularly that are like Nicodemus. They misunderstand the truth and they lack spiritual insight. I believe that this morning. I stand up here and preach out with no apologies. There are people that are studying in churches today across this country and around this world that have no idea what it means to be born again. They have never felt the Holy Spirit. They wouldn't know what the Holy Spirit wanted to slap them in the face sometimes because they've never felt it. They don't know what it's like. They think that just because they go to church and their name is on the roll of the church, just because they've been baptized, just because they can quote scripture better than the preacher, just because mom and dad took them to church, that gives them some kind of immunity. That makes them all right. That makes them saved. I'm here telling you this morning, that's a sad way to think, folks. That's a sad way to think. I'm here to tell you, unless there's been a work done in your life, unless the Holy Spirit dwells in you, your soul is lost this morning. Your soul's lost. The devil goes to church, you know that? The devil goes to church. Look in Mark 1, 21 through 27. Look what it says there. It talks about Capernaum and how that on the Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And what happened? There was a man there with an unclean spirit that cried out. Now you ask me, you tell me, why did that evil spirit go to church? Why did he go to the synagogue? It happens all the time, folks. I'm here to tell you. I'm sad to say that. There are people that are sitting in church today. You know what? I'm not saying they're devils, but I'm telling you right now, they are lost. Amen? They have never experienced the Holy Spirit in their life. And yes, Satan goes to church. Amen? He goes there. Also, the devil believes. I'm telling you here something this morning. The Bible tells us that you have to believe and that the confession is made that you'll be saved. I'm telling you this morning, it takes more than just a simple belief. The devil believes. Whenever it's talking about believing, it's talking about believing not with up here. It's talking about believing with down here. With the heart, with the spirit, with the soul. That's where that believing comes into place. Thou believest, James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devil also believes, and he trembles. The devil believes and trembles. The devil knows the Bible better than some preachers know it. You believe that? Whenever he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, what did he use? You know this. You've heard this. He used the Word of God against him. He tried to twist it. And I'm telling you here this morning, if you believe one minute that the devil doesn't stand behind the pulpits today and twist the Word of God, you're fooling yourself. If you believe that the devil doesn't stand up and teach the Word and twist it around, you are fooling yourself. The devil knows the Bible. He knows it well. And I want to tell you something this morning. He uses it. And he uses it to tear churches up. He uses it to tear families up. Because you know why? Because people don't want to get into the Word and read it and understand it and let the Spirit show them. That's why. Whenever he was tempted, he did that. And don't think for a minute it doesn't happen today. That's why I'm telling you this morning, I want to make sure you this morning to make sure that your salvation is true. Make sure that the Holy Spirit, make sure that you've been born again. 2 Peter 1:10 says, wherefore rather give diligence. Listen to this. Listen to what he's saying. Give diligence to make sure of your calling. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Make sure that you have been born again. Make sure that the Spirit of God dwells in your heart this morning, dwells in your life day in and day out. I'm telling you right now, this is not just a Sunday thing. Amen? This is Monday through Sunday. This is every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Spirit of God dwells in you. It isn't something you put on like a coat and take it off when you leave the church. That's not what it's about. Praise God this morning. I tell you what, I feel good this morning. I really do feel good this morning. I feel like, you know what? I'm preaching what God wants me to preach here this morning, and let it fall where it believes. Amen? Let it fall. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. Then let's get back to old Nicodemus here. You know what? He was the original Nick at Night. You understand? Have you ever seen that on television? He was the original Nick at Night. He come to Jesus by night, it says. And you know what? He was probably afraid of retribution from the Jewish community and maybe from the Sanhedrin. Maybe he was. That's fine. You know what? This is not the main point. You know what? Of what the Bible's showing us. I believe he did not come is it like some of the others did to come to try to catch Jesus up in anything. I don't believe that whatsoever. I believe he come with a heart wanting to know what Jesus was about. Amen? He wanted to know it so he could. He didn't come to try to accuse him. I believe Jesus came, and I believe Nicodemus came with a receptive heart. I believe that. I believe he came with a willingness to receive the truth, to know about Jesus. Now listen to me. To know about Jesus is different than to know Jesus. You understand that this morning? You can know about Jesus and not know Him. Nicodemus come to know Jesus. He wanted to come to know about Him. This goes for Christians and non-Christians alike. I want to say this morning with all the love I have. You better come with a willingness to learn the truth. You better come with a willingness to be receptive to what God wants for you to do in your life. If you will do that, if you come with that kind of a mindset, I'm telling you here this morning that God will honor that. He will honor that in your life this morning. If you come here just passive, if you come here not caring, that's what you're going to get out. You get out of something what you put into it. Amen? You get out of it what you put into it. You can be set free. John 8:32 tells us as much. You can be set free, but not just to know about Jesus, but to know Him personally. I tell you what, it is great to know Jesus Christ personally this morning, is it not?
Amen.
I tell you, I know pretty much all of you in here. I don't know you real personally, but I know you. I know your faces. And Lord help me, I've been knowing names better, have I not? I'm going to tell you something. Praise God this morning, though. We can know Jesus Christ personally better than we even know our husbands and our wives. You may think that's wrong, but I'm telling you right now, Jesus Christ knows us, and we can know Him. Amen? He knows the innermost thoughts. He knows where our hearts lie. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? It shall make you free. Amen. You feel free this morning? Christ is the liberator. That's what He is. When He's telling you that you've got to be born again, Christ is the liberator. He's the one that sets you free. I can talk to you all you want. I can shake your hand till you're blue, and your hand's blue. I can't set you free like Jesus can. I cannot do it. You may be saying, I can't break the bonds that Satan has over me. I want to tell you, you can't. You're exactly right. You can't. But I know someone that can break them this morning. Amen. You're right. You keep on thinking that. You can't break them yourself. I'm telling you, though, this morning, Jesus Christ, the liberator, Jesus Christ, the one that said that you must be born again, He can break those bonds that Satan has over you. If the Son, therefore, shall set you free. You shall be what? Ye shall be free indeed. Amen. I'll tell you what, when He saved me, Bev, He set me free. You understand me? I'm not up here just to... He set me free. I didn't have to go back and get a double dip. I didn't have to go back and get anything else. He set me free. And praise God, I tell you what, today, I believe today that Jesus Christ, as long as I keep my hand in His, He will continue to keep me free. Amen. Nicodemus came to Jesus looking for answers. Are you here looking for answers this morning? Is your soul troubled? Is your mind weary? I mean, you know, we all go through things sometimes in our life, but I'm going to tell you what, listen to me. If you come here this morning not knowing whether you know Jesus for sure, not knowing that you cannot break these bonds sometimes that seem to be hanging over you, I'm here to tell you, if you're looking for air, are you tired? Everything you've tried, everything under the sun, and nothing has worked. I'll tell you what, but nothing helps you permanently. Nothing, everything you try doesn't seem to help you permanently. I want to tell you, Jesus has the answers. The great teacher has the answers for you this morning. Listen to, just like He told Nicodemus in verse 3, except a man be born again. Born again. Do you get that? Listen to me. Born again. It means recreated. You look the same. You may even smell the same, but praise God, you're different because you've been made anew from the inside out. Praise God, the answer is the answer for the hungry heart. You will not find a permanent peace and satisfaction. You will not find it for the hungry heart. You know what? In the things of this world, you're not going to find that kind of answer. With the things of this world, you're not find it permanently. You're just not. Because being born again is a spiritual occurrence. Do you believe that? I believe it. I know it. I've experienced it. And I'm here to preach to you and teach you every time that I can. I know what I know because I know what happened to me. When I got on my knees and the Spirit come rushing in, there was nothing like it. Do you understand me? Nothing has ever been like it. Nothing has ever took me like that took me. That lifted me. When I got up out of there, I'm telling you what, my eyes were open. I was wide open. My senses were wide open. It was more than just feelings, folks. I knew where I was at. I knew what had happened to me. I understand what it meant to be born again then. I understood it. You can only enter the kingdom by grace through faith. Am I right? You can do that. When Jesus said, verily, verily, then he said, listen to me. When he said, verily, verily, he was meaning for us to pay close attention to what he was about ready to say. And this holds extreme importance for everybody in the sound of my voice here this morning. Verily, verily, listen to me. It's important to you to understand this morning. Let me pound it home this morning. You have got to be born again or you will never see the kingdom of heaven. You've got to be born again. The Holy Spirit has to. Why do churches not have the power of the Holy Ghost in them today? Why are we not seeing souls saved in churches today and people's lives healed? Why are we? Because churches are not telling their people that they need to be born again. Why? We're just letting them come and then letting them believe sometimes what they want to believe. And you know what? They go out of here and they don't have nothing in their hearts and in their spirit. There's nothing behind the pulpits. How do we expect people's lives to be changed? How do we expect lives to be healed? How do we expect it? If the Spirit of God's not there, it starts behind this pulpit. I'll be the first to admit it to you. It starts behind this pulpit, and it has to filter through the whole congregation. And the congregation's got to take it and run with it and understand that everybody you talk to, what about you tell them you've got to be born again? You've got to. This is the most important message we could ever get out. And I'm going to tell you, bar none, the most important that we could ever get out. We don't need counseling sessions. We don't need committees or more programs for people to change people's lives. We need Jesus Christ to come into them. We need them to be born again. That's what we need. All the counseling and all the things that we can put out there, it ain't going to do nothing to what Jesus Christ can do and do it with everything that we can have in us. Amen? We need more people to listen to what Jesus said in John 3, do we not? We need it. We need that. There are those who, like Nicodemus, have been in church and heard the word, and you know what? And still don't comprehend what he's talking about. You understand that? There's people, I am assured in my heart, I'm assured in my spirit, and I say this, and I don't mean it to downgrade anybody, but there are people that have heard that they should be born again, and they need the Spirit in their lives, and they go on about their merry way and never take it to heart. Never take it to heart. Because you know why? They have it in their mind that everything's okay. And then yet they don't feel the Spirit in their life. They don't feel what's going on. I'll tell you what. I'm glad that I could feel something. Amen. I am glad that whenever the Spirit deals with me, I feel the Spirit deal with me. I know what the Spirit is. I don't have to run off and get scared because I didn't know what happened to me. I know what it is to have the Spirit of God deal with me. You know what? Look at verse 4. You know, Nicodemus didn't, look at what he said in verse 4 right there. He said, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? You know what? Look, you know what? He was ignorant of spiritual things. Why was he ignorant of spiritual things? He was the one who was, he was the teacher. He was the one that should have known what Ezekiel talked about and what is said in Isaiah about taking the old stony heart out and giving you a new heart. He should have known that. Why? Because he could not comprehend spiritual things. Could not comprehend it. He wasn't comprehending what it was. You know what? It's like so many people today. You know what? If it was there is lots of good, intelligent people. And I'm not downgrading them for that. But listen to me. They have got it in their mind that if it's not like a math problem, if it's not like some kind of science project, that they cannot prove it, that it cannot be right, right? I'm here to tell you this morning, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they can do what they want to. They can say what they want. I know Jesus Christ can save people's lives. I know the Holy Spirit can dwell in people's lives. I know that the Holy Spirit can lead, guide, and direct you here on this earth. When Jesus left, he said, I go away, but I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will send a comforter. And praise God, the comforter is here today. The comforter is here. That is the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of it. I know that there are some churches out there that have made it, and they say that you got to do this to have the Spirit, and you got to be this way to have the Spirit. I'll tell you what, when I got saved, I got Spirit. I didn't have to speak in tongues. I didn't have to do all these things that they say, and I'm not putting that stuff down. You know what? If that's what God put upon them, amen, go for it. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I know that I got the Spirit one day when I got saved. I know I didn't have to do it to prove it. I know whenever I felt it in my heart, I knew it was there. I knew what I had. I'll tell you what, I can stand and preach about that the rest of my life, and I know that. I know that for a fact. This old preacher sometimes don't know a whole lot of things. I may be pretty dumb about some things, but I know what saved me. I know how I got saved, and I know if I keep my hands in Him, in His hand, I will get to heaven one of these days. Amen? He was thinking in terms of the physical. And too many times we do the same thing. Listen, you hear some people say, well, God didn't move it this way. Why can't He move that? Listen to me. Stop thinking in terms of the physical. Think in terms of the spiritual. God can do all things through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? God can do all things. As long as you and I try to figure out the workings of God and the sin of His Son and the Holy Spirit, we will never figure anything out if we do it in physical sense, if we do it in a worldly sense. We will never, ever figure it out. Why? Because we need to look at it through spiritual eyes is why. That's why. That's why. Because you know what? We need to accept Jesus Christ. We need to keep Him where He needs to be. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in man. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Tell us, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you do not understand what I'm talking about the Holy Spirit this morning, if you've never felt it in your life, listen to me. If you don't understand why I'm saying what I am, listen to me. It said, and I'm going to preach, say to you, tell us, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. Preachers can preach. People can talk about how the Spirit guides and directs them. And you can be sitting back here think they're talking German. But praise God, I know what they're talking about when they tell me that the Spirit guides them. I know what they're talking about when they said that they can feel the Spirit and they want to stand. They just can't all sit down anymore. They've got to testify. Amen? When Jesus tells us an individual can be totally changed, I want to tell you this morning, an individual can be totally changed. I don't care what depths they fell into in sin. I don't care where they're at. I don't care if you're the best person in the whole county of Jackson County. I don't care. If you do not know Jesus, I tell you what, Jesus Christ can change your life. He can change it. That's because that's the kind of Jesus I serve. He said, ye must be born again. Ye must. When God heals a broken body, there may be some who doubt, who don't understand. But that doesn't make it any less true, does it? Amen? It doesn't make it any... You be thinking, can God really change me? I'm here to tell you, yes! I believe Jesus' words were here. You know what He said right here when He's trying to get to Nicodemus? He said this in Romans 8:27. It said, the Spirit searches the heart. That's what it says. I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you're sitting here this morning and the Spirit is dealing with you, He is probing your heart. He's dealing with you this morning. He's wanting to set you straight this morning. Put your path on the straight path. You know, make you a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven. He is probing your heart if He's dealing with you here this morning. And I'll tell you what, if He is doing that, get up here this morning. Come to this altar this morning. Because you know what? But now He's asking the question to you. The Spirit is probing your heart. Praise God this morning. I thank God for His still convicting power of the Holy Spirit. I've told you this. I've seen the Holy Spirit convict people to where they grab a hold of the backs of seats and just shake them. I've seen that. I've seen people just absolutely, people just, whenever the altar call is given, I've seen them get out of the aisles and just run to the altar. Because the Spirit of God was convicting them. Not so much what was preached that night, not so much what was taught, but because the Spirit of God was convicting their soul for what needed to be done. I told you about Joe West, how the Joe went to that revival service, and Joe's long gone, he's already with the Lord. But when he got saved, he started to step out, and his nose started bleeding. He said it started bleeding bad. And he said, I was not going to let the devil defeat me. And he went on up the altar. And as he got down and prayed, the Lord saved him. And he said when he got up there, there was a puddle of blood on the altar. But he said he didn't care. He prayed through. Praise God this morning. When the Spirit is dealing with you, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. You know what? He can deal with you. You may go out of here. He may never deal with you again. He may never. But praise God, you know what? He may be dealing with you right now. Come and get it right today. I'm done. Say, come and get a song. Praise God this morning. You know what? You must be born again. You must.